qu'est-ce que j'entends? Le vent. Le vent qui entre par les fenêtres mal isolées. Le vent, tout le temps, le vent. Même ici dans la maison, tu te dis, ah, je suis à l'abri du vent, mais tu l'entends tout le temps. Tu fais du ski, tout ce que tu entends, c'est le vent qui entre dans ton capuchon. Tu prends du son, puis il y a du vent. Dans ta tente, ça fait shaker toute la toile. Puis tu dors pas parce que t'entends juste le vent. Réveille, t'as les yeux encore fermés, puis la seule chose que t'entends, c'est le vent.
There used to be 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, like 25 ohms right there.
I'm Howard Anderson from Elmer Sound, and I've been living here for 73 years. There it is. It's closed. Well, we're not on the map, but it's not really closed. I mean, we're still living here. But when we really found out, we had a letter come from the municipality. Mr. Howard Anderson, Elmer Sound, VIA, Chivalry, Quebec. Sir, on June the 5th, 2005, the government of Quebec agreed with the will of the residents of Elmer Sound to be relocated in other locations. That's when we really learned that it was closing. It was going to be closed down, like Eddie wasn't going to give us any more service. And that in order to improve their accessibility to the public service, this decision became unavailable because of the devastations of the community, which brought the impacts, incapacity to maintain efficient public services.
Well, when I read the letter, I was thinking, this can't happen. This can't happen to the Sound, you know. That's what was going through my mind. But in the meantime, I knew it was going to close. I knew it was going to close down because the people was left. Most all the young people, young kids here in Elmer Sound, had to go away from Elmer Sound to get a bigger education, higher education. And when that happens, a lot of them never returns, eh? And there's, like I said, there's no industry here in Elmer Sound. There's no young people to keep a village going. Then they gotta die. Some people left before the package come up. My package was $111,000. $111,000 to pay me for tearing down my house. That was only peanuts to me. Well, this is all ever I worked for, this house. I mean, that's just is a lifetime. I said, well, I don't want no money for my toll. I didn't want no money for my house, and I wouldn't leave it. I wouldn't give it up. So Patsy decided she was going to stay with me. So as long as Patsy stayed with me and we were both happy, then that's fine with me. I really liked it here. I enjoyed it. Well, I must have enjoyed it because I never left it. So, but you can't get much better liking than that, I guess.
Ouais, c'est juste que quand tu vois les gens s'en aller de ton village, là, c'est pas de quoi d'encourageant.
You know what that is? That's old McCurdy, give me a daughter. Oh, no, I only got one.
Les plus beaux souvenirs, oh, mon Dieu, ben, il y en a beaucoup. C'était le voisinage, là, l'entraide qu'il y avait là, au niveau des gens, puis tout ça. Ouais, je pense que c'est ça qu'a le plus changé là, au fil des ans.
She's gone out to fetch some water. She'll be back as soon as she's done.
Je me rappelle chez mon père, les gens venaient jouer aux cartes jusqu'à 4 et 5 heures du matin. Pour chanter. J'ai vu là, dans la même maison là, jusqu'à. C'était des fois jusqu'à 50. C'était unique. Ça va me rester marqué jusqu'à la fin de mes jours. À la mer à perte de vue, l'horizon, et en face, les magasins des Galets qui ont été autrefois très vivants.
Avec Rosaire ici. Ici, vous veniez danser?
Oui, souvent. On a eu des beaux parties. Des soirées inoubliables. Avec des rilles au violon et à la guitare. Tu vois, ma fille est partie, moi, depuis l'âge de 14 ans aussi, et mon fils aussi. me disait c'est un départ définitif. Ils vont revenir pour les fêtes de Noël, puis tout ça, mais ils vont faire leur vie, puis ils reviendront pas ici. Je peux te dire que, ouf, ça me faisait mal au cœur quand elle allait les conduire à l'avion. Oh, mon Dieu. Puis ma femme aussi. On s'ennuyait. On fermait les portes des chambres, puis il était pas d'accord de moi qu'on voulait pas regarder même pas la chambre. C'est pour ça qu'il y a des villages qui ferment aussi. C'est ce qui se passe, sinon. Tous les villages de la Basse-Côte-Nord et de la Côte-Nord. Dans un village où il n'y a pas de jeunes, ben, c'est un village sans vie.
Well, that's where our school and residence used to be. And it's all, the only thing that's left there now is just the cement where the school was built on, eh? It was a pretty big school, too. That's what we miss a lot, you know, hearing kids and seeing kids going to the school. But it's very quiet here.
On va cogner le bois.
Allô? Oui? On cherche Rachel Marc. Est-ce qu'on est à la bonne place?
Oui, c'est qui? C'est Nicolas. Ok, oui. Vous êtes venu en ski d'eau?
En ski de fond.
En ski de fond?
Oui.
Ok.
Nous, dans le fond, on fait un documentaire sonore sur...
Rentrez, venez!
Vous faites pas du pain aux autres, hein? Non? Nous, on mange beaucoup de la faim. Je mets du sel. J'ai pas de mesure. Mesure, c'est mes mains. Moi, on n'a pas de recette. C'est dans notre tête. On n'a jamais mesuré. Il y avait un chaman qui venait. Un chaman qui parle, je sais pas, qui voit des choses, qui parle. La chaman a dit, il y a un esprit qui se promène chez vous. Un esprit qui se promène, qui est là chez vous, et pas méchant, l'esprit. Là, j'ai dit, c'est mon fils. C'est mon fils qui est là. J'ai accouché vers 8h30 le matin. Puis moi, j'ai dit à Lionel, puis... Est-ce que le bébé pleure? Il dit non, Rachel est parti déjà. Puis la tante à Lionel l'a baptisé. Elle a mis juste l'eau bénite. Il donnait un nom, c'était Joseph, mon bébé. Puis là, j'ai pris beaucoup de calmants pour ne plus avoir les souffrances de le deuil que je vivais, puis le mal. « En 2007, au mois de juin, ma copine Louisa, elle m'appelle de Goose Bay. Elle dit, Rachel, veux-tu... Aimerais-tu adopter un enfant? J'ai dit, pourquoi? Ma petite sœur Constance, sa mère biologique, elle veut lui donner son bébé. J'ai dit, oui, mais attendez-moi. Quand j'en parlais avec Lionel et Tommy, j'ai dit, je suis pas vraiment guérie, mais est-ce que vous voudrez de m'aider à adopter un enfant? Lionel dit, si tu penses que tu es capable d'adopter, OK. On a débarqué à Natashquan. On a pris l'auto. On est parti jusqu'à Sept-Îles dans la nuit. Puis on continue le matin. On prenait la route 138 jusqu'à Bécomo. Après ça, il y a une autre route pour aller à Fermont ou à Bouche. Tout ça, c'est au nord, tout en gravel. On arrivait à 10 heures le soir à Goose Bay. Le bébé était dans le petit lit. Puis j'ai pris le bébé, j'ai amené dans une autre salle, j'ai lavé. J'ai dit, oh mon Dieu, ça me fait mal d'arracher un enfant. Je vais t'amener chez nous, tu vas avoir tout l'amour. Tu seras mon enfant. On a resté juste une demi-heure, je pense. La sécurité de l'hôpital dit fini la visite. Puis là, j'ai dit, c'est le temps que je prends la route.
OK, chasse au phoque avec Carlin Nadeau, 7 avril, Rivière-Saint-Paul.
Anyway, we're going to go on to Pony Pool. But if you see a black spot, let me know, huh? You see that island out there? That's Whale Island. That's where I have my sealing cabin.
Oh, yeah.
It's where we used to go.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a seal right there. Do you see? In the water.
Yeah, so it is.
Yeah.
That's one, yeah. That's a young seal too, young art.
I used to hunt pond birds, what we call pond birds. That would be black ducks, teal ducks, and curlews and things like that. And I remember when I had to go to school in September. I'd go say goodbye to my ponds. I'd say I was 13, about halfway into my 13th year when I left.
Yeah, that's a seal. Yeah, it's nice, huh? Amazing, huh?
Going over the ponds and the lakes and seeing my places that I'd walked all summer and hunted all summer and saying goodbye for the until the next year. That was some of my most poignant moments in my life. I'd sit down. And I always felt kind of sad and lonely because I didn't want to leave. Like, I wanted to stay, but I knew I had to go. So after high school, I pretty well felt that I needed to travel and I needed to see things. And so I come home for 1 year, and then after that, we hitchhiked, another friend and I, Maya, we hitchhiked to British Columbia. And that's when really my life changed in British Columbia, because I got on a fishing boat. After that, I went to Alberta, and then I got lonely for home. Something was starting to burn inside of me. Some little fire was starting to tell me that I had lost myself, and I didn't feel happy. I was sad all the time. I missed something, and I couldn't just grasp what I was missing. But home was always in my mind, and my dreams were always telling me, you should go home, you should go home. And I always felt there was nothing home. I drank quite a bit, and I think I was starting to have some problems with alcohol. So I remember going down on the wharf, getting aboard the boat. It was around 7 o'clock, and I was going through the islands dark. And there was no moon. I see this light look like a lantern in the window. And I said, that's strange, there's no boat to the wharf. And everything else was black, and it was only me there. And I said, gee, this is weird. I went over to the wharf and I said, well, Donald must be out and he must have something wrong with his boat or something. So anyway, I walked up and that light was in that window. And when I got about 10 feet away from the window, the light went out. And then I got scared. I realized something was following me. I freaked out. I'll never forget it. I went up and I knocked on the door and the door was locked. My hair on the back of my head started to feel like it was starting to rise. I knew I was into something then that was really beyond anything that you could envision as being normal. And I was terrified. And I said, my God, what's going on with me? Something is happening. And I took the beer bottle. I remember taking the beer bottle and looking at it. And I said, this is the last drink I'm ever taking in my life. Supposed to never I die. And I took that and I smashed a beer bottle like I was angry. I was so terrified with that chain of events that night that I quit. That's when I realized I needed to get home. And I took that decision to come home. And from that day forward, I never looked back. These are all my guns. You see all my guns for hunting?
1, 2, 3, 4 of them.
No, I have another one on the skidoo, so I have 5. See what I do for my seal knife? I always keep my seal knife in there. My sister will cook up this on the weekend. She's the cook. Then we invite the rest of my sisters, and this is one of my favorite feeds. One time, this was the mainstay food supply for the local people. This would be the primary source of meat. That's what gives the coast its flavor, its life. This is my favorite part. That's a heart. Good. And I still feel so proud of myself that I had the common sense to come home. Because I think if I'd have stayed, I wouldn't be here today. As an individual, I probably would be dead. I wouldn't live anywhere else. But you'd have to shoot me to move me out of this. I wouldn't go out of this.
We're going to have to leave it. Whenever our time has come to leave. So I don't know how long it'll last, but it's coming to an end. But anyway, we're going to try and stay here as long as we can. This is our own. We built this with our own hands. You know, if you lived there for 40 or 50 or 60 years, there's no way you want to leave. I hope that we're going to be healthy enough and our minds healthy enough that we can make that choice. And like the saying, we'll cross that bridge when the time comes. So this is the little church that we repaired. It's in good shape now anyway. It'll last for a while yet. We used to have the minister here quite often then. The minister used to have his own skidoo then. Plus he had his outboard boat. He used to come here in the fall before it was froze up. Used to come down our Sundays. Well, since Elmer Sound closed down, it's only once a year they have the service here.
Do you come sometimes by yourself?
Oh yeah, comes over here and sits down and say a little prayer. Me and Patsy walks here once in a while. We'll walk here and just come in, you know, and look around and sit down in a seat and just let our mind ponder of what we used to have here. Anyway, if that's all, we'll go to the cemetery now for a look. Sun. Yeah. He's shining down on the cemetery, eh? He's shining on all those dead people. Just where I hope they're going to bury me, yeah, when I die.
Je suis parti, j'étais toute jeunesse. Gagner ma vie et me faire un métier. À mes parents, j'avais fait la promesse de revenir aussitôt fortuné. Je vois de loin s'effacer un village. J'entends midi quand il ne sonne pas. Marchant toujours vers des mirages qui grandissaient à chacun de mes pas. Car je marchais vers des mirages qui grandissait à chacun de mes pas. Je suis donc passé m'informer chez Narcisse, qu'a refusé de bouger du cinquième rang. Fallu fermer par loi de la justice et des gouvernements. A-t-il fallu travailler sur nos terres, tenter soucher et piler les cailloux pour découvrir chez le notaire qu'au bout de nos vies on n'était pas chez nous. Pour découvrir chez le notaire qu'au bout de nos vies, on n'était plus chez nous. J'ai bien pensé m'installer dans la place, passer la nuit à bailler sur le perron, sauver l'église avant qu'elle se défasse et réparer la meilleure maison. Je deviendrai mon propre locataire, je deviendrai mon propre médecin, bedeau curé, marchand et maire, mon propre ami et mon propre voisin, bedeau curé, marchand et maire, mon propre ami et mon propre voisin.
Par-delà la 138. Un documentaire sonore produit et réalisé par Héloïse de Merspinard et Nicolas Lachapelle. Avec les voix de Rosaire Landry, Howard Anderson, Rachel Marc et Garland Nadeau, et la participation de Patty Viola Anderson, Randy Jones, Micheline Lapointe-Monger, Mathias Marc, Gilles Monger, Thomas Pinette, Andrew et Madeleine Poker. Au montage et à la conception sonore, Daniel Capey, Héloïse de Merspinard et Nicolas Lachapelle. Au mix, Daniel Capey. Avec une musique originale composée par Mathieu Bérubé et la pièce Tinor de Gilles Vigneault. Ce projet a été rendu possible grâce à l'aide de Chlorophylle, Soundcheck, Agence Coste, Relais Nordique, Royal Photo, Acton, la Société des auteurs et compositeurs du Québec, le programme Jeunes volontaires, le Port d'Attache, Magnéto et Ciné 7, le Festival de cinéma de cette île. Merci à Louis Lessard, Stéphanie Allard, Manon Demers, Ghislain Pinard, Julie Plamondon, Robert Lachapelle, Sylvain Barbeau, Olivier Gignac, Marie-Laurence Rancourt, Daniel Capey, Antonin Viss, Cédric Chabuel, Olivier Ginestet, Sœur Armande Dumas, Guillaume Hubermont, Michel Beaudoin, Judith Roger, Sarah Iris Foster, Nicolas Gagné et Guylaine Tremblay. Et un merci tout particulier aux Coasters à qui nous dédions cet hommage.